Chapter 32. Over the western flatlands, swallows flitted and swooped against a sky aflame with crimsoned evening glory. Slim narrow clouds, lilac and pearly grey, hemmed the far horizon. Redwall Abbey was bathed in soft rose light from eaves to gables. It was a sight which would be forever emblazoned in the memories of those young creatures seeing it for the first time. The column trudged wearily along the path in a haze of fine dust set up by their footpaws. Some of the babes, too exhausted to march, were carried on the backs and shoulders of their rescuers. Tragedia Witherspike, balancing on the southwest edge of the battlements, espied them first. She hallooed out in full dramatic style.
"Hearken, one and all! I see them! I see them yonder!"
This set off the Twin Abbey bells, booming out the message of home and safety for all. The abbey gates swung open as cheering creatures rushed down the path en masse to greet the travellers. Swaggering martially at the column's head, Diggs, alias Colonel Crockley Spudrington, bellowed out orders in fine parade ground style.
"Hoys, front! Hold the line back there! Mind your dressing! Watch your pace! Keep in step! Don't break it off and dismiss it till I give the command!"
His words were suddenly lost as both sides met. Dymphnia Witherspike seized Jiddle and Jinty, squeezing them until they were gasping for breath.
"Oh, my beautiful little hogs! I've not slept a wink since you've been gone. Oh, my dears, you don't know what this does to a mother's heart."
Diggs pushed roughly past the trio, trying to restore some order to the happy chaos.
"By the left, right and centre, discipline's gone to flaming pot. They're naught but a blooming rabble."
Dymphnia gave him a hefty pat on the back, which nearly knocked him flat. She steadied him, gushing.
"Oh, well done, Mr. Diggs, well done."
He stood quivering with rage from ear to scut.
"Mr. Diggs, ma'am! Confound Mr. Flippin' Diggs and all his blinking ilk! Do you know whom you're addressing?"
He strode off, waving his swagger stick, yelling,
"Back in your ranks, you slap-sided puddle-port cads!"
Dymphnia was perplexed. She turned to Buckler.
"What did I do? Did I say something wrong?"
The young hare drew her to one side as the jubilant crowd flooded through the gates into the abbey grounds.
"You'll have to forgive him, ma'am. It's that wound he took to the head. Thinks he's some other beast now. Wants to be called Colonel Crockley Spudrington."